This is Good Morning NOCO with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, we expected it, and it did happen last night. It was full of glitches, as Brian was letting me know about this morning. I looked for it, could not find it until this morning. But Ron DeSantis has thrown his hat in to be the next president of the United States of America, setting up what will sure to be a clash of people between former President Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, with former President Trump already making fun of how Ron DeSantis says his name, which is the maturity that we're all looking for from the leader of our country.
Certainly is. That's what I wanted more of. Yep, I missed that.
Yeah, and it's going to be it's going to be a long primary season, but Ron DeSantis throws his hat in the ring and says, we're going for it. It'll be interesting to see. I think if there's somebody who's going to knock Trump out of the Republican Party, I think it is Governor Ron DeSantis. I think he's got, and I don't know if he can, but I think if there's anybody to do it, it is Ron DeSantis. He's got some of that brashness that I think for some Republicans made President Trump appealing the very first time around. He's got some of that we don't give a damn attitude that I think can combat some of Donald Trump's flamboyant tendencies. And I think he is the new face, or needs to be the new face of the Republican Party, Brian. I've been saying that for a long time, man. You got to move on from former President Trump. Is Ron DeSantis the guy that's going to knock him out? I don't know. The polling shows he's the only one who has any sort of a chance to rival him. But Elon Musk tries to build this digital town square with full of glitches last night. But the point got across. Ron DeSantis is officially running for president of the United States.
I know you've been talking about this for a while, and a lot of people have, and just been waiting for this to happen and feel that it's going to be, you know, those two battling it out. Personally, I don't. I think they're too much of the same. I think they're incredibly similar and are appealing to the same bases, that I think that they're just going to pull from each other. Neither of them are going to attract anybody new who's going to jump in and go, oh, yeah, that's something fresh that I haven't heard before. I think it's the same thing and the same anger and the same attitude that it comes out of. So I will stand to disagree. I think as far as Republicans go, still waiting for one that more represents the old way I remember Republicans being. So for me, I'm still waiting. This is still, to me, this is Trump light.
I think much lighter in my personal opinion. Not nearly as blatantly disrespectful to people. He can disagree, and he has some of that same political jargon that we see from every politician out there, that they just throw it out there, and if you disagree with them, then you're wrong and you hate, you know, everything that comes from every politician out there. That's more of the rhetoric that we see from DeSantis. Does that rhetoric drive me crazy? Yeah. Does that drive me crazy in every politician? 100%. But the blatant, over-the-top disrespect for just the people who run this country, that doesn't come out of Ron DeSantis. Not nearly as much as what we see with former President Trump. And I'm not sure if, Brian, you know, for people like you, I'm not sure if there's going to be a candidate this time around. I don't know if there's going to be that big of a 180 coming out of the Republican Party, coming from former President Trump, the way that he won it and the brashness and what he's done to the Republican Party, and really has split the Republican Party from Republicans to Trumpers. That's the Trumpers you're not going to probably steal back, unless DeSantis beats him in the primary. If DeSantis beats him in the primary, then I think those Trumpers will jump ship and vote for the Republican over President Joe Biden. I think that's the only way that it happens. Again, this is how I've said, you know, think it's going to play out, is if DeSantis wins the primary and wins the GOP nod, Trump's going to run as a third party. Joe Biden's going to walk back into the White House. If if Trump wins the GOP nomination, then we run it back from 2020 all over again.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that.
I know a lot of people will disagree, and that's quite all right. Mm-hmm. I have been very vocal that I do not belong to either. I'm looking for someone to appeal to me, and I know this is almost blasphemous, even though they're Republicans, but for me, Chris Christie and Liz Cheney are closer to my mindset than others, still as Republicans, but that's more of what I remember of the class and the party being. And that's something that has been missing. What I wish would happen, it used to be my thought that politicians' goal was to try to win me over even if I didn't vote for them and make me have faith in them and think that, oh, there's something in there for me, you know, as well. Even though I'm not in there, you're governing for me and you're still looking out, would like to sway me. Right now, the way it is, people come out and just throw a barrage of insults to start with, to where you just insulted me. I'm not even going to dive in and hear what you have to say.
Right.
I think we need less of that in trying to attract people in instead of saying, if you don't agree, you're out, you're not in this, and you're just going to have to, you know, go to hell.
Yeah, see, and that's where I think if DeSantis does get the nomination, I'm very intrigued to hear what a DeSantis-Biden a debate would be like, because we saw Joe...
debate against Joe in an inflatable would be something interesting right now.
We saw Joe stoop to Donald's level at times during debates.
I agree.
And I don't think Ron would stoop that low, to be honest with you. I don't think he would fire off those sorts of shots because he knows to win this election, he's got to find a way to keep the core base of Republicans happy, but he's also got to win over people like you, those middle of the road, those moderates that left the party, because there was a large number of Republicans who could not stand Donald Trump because of the person, not because of the policy. But I think what we've seen in the last 4 years is three and a half years, we've seen the damage of the policy that has gone in as well. And I think that's where a lot of those middle of the road people will say, all right, this guy's not facing any legal trouble. He doesn't say blasphemous stuff about women, doesn't treat women the way that Donald Trump has in the past. I think if anyone's going to dethrone Donald Trump from the Republican, from the GOP right now, you're looking at Ron DeSantis, because he can still appeal to the people who like that I don't give a blank attitude, but he's also not going to do it in such a disrespectful way that it's going to turn off the people who say we need those policies back in first and foremost.
Well, the joyous thing is we get a year and a half to find out.
Yes, we do.
You know, this is going to be the most fun, like, 18 months we've had in a long time.
Yeah,
it's going to make me wish COVID was back.
Oh, God.
Seriously?
No.
No. No. I'm just saying, political season, this is going to dive in earlier than ever.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And
it's because everyone's sick of the two morons that we've been having for the past, you know, seven years or whatever it's been now.
It's a good point. We've got to have a bigger pool.
We do. We do. And, you know, those GOP primaries, they're going to be interesting, man, because watching these two try and battle it out, I mean, first of all, in the GOP, is going to be just absolutely fascinating.
If it were a UFC fight, I would pay the $80.
Yeah, well, and Ron DeSantis, first round TKO, if it is, because I think he's, what is he, 20 years younger than
he's also about half the size of Donald.
That's true.
So, you know,
but he's got him on the quickness side of things.
But if it gets to the ground game, I don't know.
It's going to be interesting, but Ron DeSantis announces finally last night that he will be running. This is the guy that, you know, we've had texters even when Ron came out and would address, you know, Florida, but the country at the same time. There's zero doubt in my mind that he needs to be the new face of the GOP for now, as we start to get back to, you know, concession speeches and things of that nature, you know, normal politics. Ron DeSantis needs to be the one to lead the GOP in there. I've said that for a long time, and I've said this for a long time as well. You know, the policies that former President Trump had in place, I agreed with. I have grown so tired of the extracurriculars that go on with Donald, the lawsuits going on there, even the shots at people who, like, why would you say that? I've grown tired of it as well. And the last thing that I want, the last thing that I think this country needs is to run it back between those two.
We can't do anything that makes us go back.
Right. We can't.
You know,
I don't know if
we
can
survive. To look for. We can't. No, I don't know that we can survive. Another run between the two of them.
No, I don't know either. I don't know if this country can handle that. We saw, now I know that a lot of people had increased emotions during 2020. There's a lot going on, man. We were locked in our house. We were seeing Black Lives Matter, quote unquote, protests that were happening in these states that turned into riots. I mean, I get it. It was a heightened sense of everything for everybody. So it'll be interesting to see how this all shapes up. But like you said, it's going to be a long political season. But Ron DeSantis makes his announcement last night that he is going to challenge Donald Trump for the GOP nomination.
I hope that we can hear somebody start to address things in a way that's not about how or why we got to where we are, but somebody who takes it as, here's where we are. Where do we go from here? I don't need to know so much the cause and effect of why we are where we are. I want somebody to grab it as, this is the facts.
Right.
These are the facts. This is what we've got with. Yeah, those things happened, but here's where we are now. Where do we go?
So let me ask you this. Are you already of the mindset that there, and you don't have to answer this, Brian, because it's a personal question, but are you already of the mindset that if it's Joe Biden versus Ron DeSantis, that there is no way that you would vote for Ron DeSantis? Are you already at the point where there is no way you would cast a vote for Ron DeSantis?
I am not locked on anything,
right?
Because I am wide open to hear how somebody plays this out over the next year and a half.
He's got 18
People
months to win
change.
You over.
People can change my opinion. No, I'm wide open, man.
Yeah.
I'm wide open.
I was just curious
I have
about
my
that.
Initial feelings about people,
right.
But people can change me, and I can be wrong about people as they start to convince me and show me other things.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, no, I'm – look, I am praying somebody turns me on,
yeah.
So to speak. You know, I'll just leave that as,
Ron DeSantis, light a candle, man.
You know, whatever.
Take you to dinner first.
You know, one of them Yankee candles.
Yeah.
Like a kind of a French vanilla scent or a cookie. You know, something like that.
Goodness.
Bottle of Diet Mountain Dew. You got me, baby.
And this is, I want to speak just for a second to the people. And I know they're out there that do want former President Trump to run again. Listen very closely to when the debates happen already, where Ron DeSantis is in. I believe it was a 6-week abortion ban. Anything past 6 weeks, there is no abortions taking place in Florida. President Trump, when he ran back in 2020, was pro-life, like all the way. That was what he ran on, which differentiated himself from some of the Republican candidates out there. Now that Ron DeSantis has put this 6-week ban in Florida, former President Trump's already starting to switch his stance on that. Watch and see who sticks to their true values. That's what I'm asking you to do. Watch and see who is going to keep consistent messaging, because you're already seeing former President Trump start to change his messaging a little bit in an attempt to win at any and all costs. We know that this man is willing to do that. Pay attention to who stands on their morals. I'm asking everybody out there in the Republican Party just to pay close attention when considering who they're casting their votes for.
I will speak
in the
to
primary.
All parties on that, please.
Yeah, well, yeah, that does apply for everybody. But, you
Thank
know,
you.
When
That's
it comes
not a, just a Republican but, thing, I kind of like truth out of everybody.
Well, right. But, right, I mean, between these two, just watch the chess match. I mean, you're going to take a step back from the flamboyant comments and watch who's standing true to their morals on how they've always felt about this. and make sure it's not just a ploy to win.
The people like Tim Scott are going to sit back and just watch these two go and see if they can implode each other.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting. Yeah. It's going to be a high stake chess match. That's the only way that I see this playing out. But Ron DeSantis does announce last night. We've got a lot more than that to get into today, but that just took up way more time than I thought it was going to.
It took out about as much time as it did to get that thing started. Elon Musk and Twitter.
Yeah, that's a whole nother conversation. 6:22. Let's get a break. It's Good Morning NoCo, presented by Air Solutions on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Happy Thursday, Northern Colorado. You got a song for Thursdays or just Wednesdays?
Just Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah. No, Wednesdays was the hump day song and half a Jeeba.
Half a Jeeba?
Yeah, because you weren't quite there. The Habba Jeeba's Friday. So
I like that.
It's like Habba Jeeba Eve today.
Habba Jeeba Eve. Quick programming note. Brian's going to take you tomorrow morning from 6 till 8:30. He'll have the program at 8:30. He's going to throw it to Bruce, Dick, and myself out at Butch Butler for high school baseball, the start of all of our high school baseball broadcasts. Three games tomorrow. You're going to hear a lot of me on the call tomorrow from 8:30 until
about 4:30.
Hopefully
Bruce will talk a lot.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. I'm sure Bruce will. But so that'll be coming up tomorrow on a Habba Jeeba. Still going to have the Wheel of Meat tomorrow. Still going to have a lot of fun from 6 until 8:30. The movie that you and Susan will be reviewing, can you remember the name of it right now?
No, I know it starred Sandra Bullock on Netflix, and it came out just about a year ago, so I'll have it by the
that
time
one. That one
in just a second.
Yeah, that'll work. I couldn't remember it. I was going to watch it just to listen along.
The Unforgivable.
So we'll make sure you check out The Unforgivable. Brian and Susan will review that, and then next week I get to pick, right?
Yeah, it'd be your turn.
Yeah,
we talked about how dangerous it'll be.
Yeah, Paul Blart, baby. No, I'm just kidding.
No, do it. I think that would be entertaining to hear our take on that.
That definitely would be. Lots to get to in the news world, the sports world,
my world.
Yes. Lots to get to in your world, the entertainment world is what I was trying to say there. The passing of Tina Turner yesterday.
Yeah.
It just seems like, you know.
Sad. She battled a long illness.
She did.
She had been sick for quite some time, but she was so groundbreaking. I think about her, and I'm like, oh, my God. She's the same age as my dad. You know? And I always thought of Tina still just tearing it up on stage. She was such a dynamic performer, groundbreaking, survivor. And just left us with incredible music. Just a dynamite entertainer.
Yeah. No, she
really was.
She really was. I saw that news come across yesterday afternoon. So we'll be sprinkling in some Tina Turner songs throughout the course of the morning as well.
Her comeback with Private Dancer was one of the most impressive in the history of music.
See, and I don't have the specifics on her nearly as much, Brian, but I just know the influence that she had on the music world and on really everybody in that era growing up and listening to her and really, one of the people who encapsulated the country.
Yeah, you saw her picture. You knew who the hell she was.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. What else did you have your eyes on, Brian?
Well, there's our Happy Life Gardens poll question we'll get to in just a second as well. Also, Jeopardy Masters going on last night. That was pretty exciting. Also, there's a new thing with all these people taking Ozempic and these other products for dieting, you know, are supposed to be a diabetes drug or things like that. And now celebrities and lots of other people have been getting their hands on it to use it because it helps you lose weight. Just some side effects of that, like soiling your bed.
Nice.
Has been popping up greatly. So you've got to decide whether you want to take that risk. There's a story on that it was kind of interesting. Dairy Queen getting rid of a favorite that has people up in arms.
What?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that possibly a little bit later on, too. So, yeah, I've got a bunch of stuff here, just some interesting stories, some fun stuff, and we'll sprinkle those in when we can this morning.
No, we certainly will. We'll have some fun this morning. Our guest list is a pretty good guest list today as well. We've got Havila and Andy going to talk a little bit about Danny Masterson and what's going on with all of that, Brian. I know that was
70s show star.
Yeah.
I was on The Ranch.
I was going to say, I never dove into that 70s show, but The Ranch certainly was kind of the first time that I got a chance to really see him. And when all of the allegations came out and stuff, and it was a bizarre time. But we're going to talk about that a little bit. I'm sure we'll talk about Justice Clarence Thomas as well. And more and more has come out about him. At 835 Miles Blumhardt of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and will be joining us. Talk a lot about what's going on in Northern Colorado. And then at 9:35, Brady Hull, host of the whole show, will join us. We'll start to preview the NBA Finals matchup and talk about the Eastern Conference Finals, as well as game number 5 tonight. If Boston wins tonight, do the Heat start to feel a little bit of pressure?
A lot.
A lot of pressure? Like, yeah. Game 6 turns into a must-win for the Heat, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I agree with you. Who do you think wins tonight?
Boston.
You do?
Yeah.
You've been, like, very accurate in this series.
Yeah, I think Boston wins tonight. I definitely do.
Are they the first team in 0 for 150? Are they the first team to come back?
No. No, they're not. I think they'll win tonight, make it 3-2. Miami takes care of it at home.
I think it's 4-2. This thing goes 6. That's all right.
I feel right now. It could change.
I like it. You just keep us apprised of what's going on.
Go heavy Boston tonight.
Okay, good deal. I'm taking that, taking it to the bank. 6:32 the time. We'll get to our Happy Life Gardens poll question when we come back on the other side. On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK. I'm Tanner Schwint, Brian Carey inside the Aloe Fiber Studios. Angel Padilla doing the production work. Today, our Happy Life Gardens poll question. Who would you like to see win the Republican nomination for president? Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, other, a couple
There's
responses.
Several others in there now.
Coming in, Carey said almost any other. Kayla said none of the above. Mm-hmm. Politicians are like strippers. Promise everything, deliver nothing, and leave everyone hot, bothered, and broke for no damn reason. That is a really... I'm going to steal that, Kayla. That is fantastic.
Love it.
That is fantastic. Jeff throwing in that he still thinks that it should be Donald Trump that it gets the GOP nomination. And I'm interested. This is not just a Republican question. If you are, I don't give a damn if you're a registered Democrat. I just want to hear. Set that aside. I just want to hear from the opposing side, whatever side you're on. Who do you think would be a good fit for this country? If you had to pick, you got to pick somebody out of the GOP to be representing and going against President Joe Biden in the next election, who would it be? That's what we want to hear today. Send in some names. Maybe there's somebody that
I haven't met him yet.
Maybe we're missing some people. You know, I know that there are some, Tulsi Gabbard. What about Tulsi Gabbard? That's somebody, I don't know if she's got the pull yet to be there, but she's somebody who, she's an independent. She was in the Democratic Party. She served this country. She stood up for what she really believed was right and wrong, even when it flew in the face of the Democratic Party, it flew in the face of a lot of Republicans as well. She stood up for what was right and wrong, and she did serve. That's a name that I think eventually needs to get in there. I think Tulsi Gabbard would be a phenomenal president. I just don't think she's got the staying power yet, but keep those comments coming in online at Good Morning NOCO on Facebook, at Good Morning NOCO on Facebook. Text the J9 Agency's text line 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. I think your answer is going to be a common one among some people, Brian, is that you haven't met him yet.
Yeah. No, I'm still waiting.
Angel, do you care to comment on this? You certainly don't have to. I know that this is a a personal matter here that we're asking about. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I voted for Trump twice. Obviously, 2016 was my first time voting, and then again in 2020. I got super into politics in 2020. Obviously, it was just a side effect of the world that we were living in at that time. Everything was so politicized, and it felt, you know, you had to pick a side and almost stick with it. But I feel a lot of the similar ways that you do about Trump, Tanner, with, you know, I liked his policies in terms of the way he went about doing business. I liked his a little bit of his brashness. I think, you know, too many politicians are just too comfortable just using code words or talking around the conversation, especially when it comes to the public. And I think Trump really kind of broke that wall a little bit in terms of this is how people actually talk in the real world. Like, I get it's politics. You're supposed to have a professionalism to it. But this we're still people. We still talk like we're just casual conversations.
And I think he changed that, Angel, personally. I think when he first came out and was trying to say that, you know, I'm just a businessman from New York or whatever, that's what it was. Like, hey, we need to drain the swamp. It was stuff like that, that it was conversations that people like you and I had, Brian, of all these people are morons in there, all this. And then he got a little taste of that, and then he ran with it and got a lot too extreme with it. And I want somebody who's not going to talk down to me. I want somebody who's going to level with me. And I think, if anything, that is what Trump has forced the hand of people. Is like, okay, call it how you see it. Now, it doesn't have to be in such a negative mannerism all the time. We can say, you know, hey, President Biden did a good job on this. You can compliment the other party. It's that decorum that is supposed to come along with the presidency that I think we've been missing.
So in terms of the poll question, I'm going to try to pay a lot closer attention to this race particular, because if I had to pick right now, I would probably lean Trump. But I am open to Ron DeSantis changing my mind or giving me something different, even if it's similar in terms of how he talks or the policies, whichever. But something different. Is it different enough for me to change that? Or is it crap? Okay, I really don't want to vote for Trump at this point, so let me go for independent. So I'm going to try to pay attention to it. I'm going to go into it open-minded. If I had to pick, it's 51-49 Trump right now.
Yeah, I think that's probably how a lot of people feel. Texter here from HVAC guy. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican, but Trump was who he was from the moment he descended on the golden escalator, and it's why he won. Ron is the obvious choice, but Trump being Trump is what won people over. Also said we got interrupted by an EAS right in the middle of your answer there, Angel. But no, he was, but he was who he was, and then it got to his head, and I didn't know that head could get any bigger, and it certainly did. 640 won the time. Let's get to the bottom of the hour news and Weather Center. Angel's trying to get me to talk, but I was listening to the music.
Yeah, it's easy to do with Midland.
It really is.
Yes.
I'm ready for a brewski. I'm not going to lie to you, Brian. Not like right at this instant moment, but we've got a huge golf match tonight.
Oh, you got a big one tonight, do you?
Big one, man. We got to claw our way back in. We're taking on the number one team tonight.
Wow. So. Edge of my pants.
I know. Would you pay $10.99 for a pay-per-view to see me on a golf course?
No.
In a high
not
stress
unless
match?
I can get the swing tracker with it.
That would be phenomenal,
and that,
man,
I would enjoy watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no beeping out of words or anything like that.
No,
either.
Just listen to the raw feed,
yeah,
and get to see
that would be
that, great. And then hear the experts talk about what you could do with it.
Tanner is 8 over through 2.
Looks like he'd be a hell of a billiard player.
Yeah, I think so. 6:47 the time. We know I'm a bad golfer. Also, Brady's pushing this narrative that Angel's going to challenge me in golf, so we may have to set that up. It may be a match. You'll be my coach. Brady will be Angel's
I already
coach.
Said I'm beating you this summer as well.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's realistic. That's realistic.
That was a
silence
dig.
Fell across the room.
Yeah, that happens.
That's fine. What we really want to know today is,
what day is it?
What day is it today? Uh-oh. Yeah,
that was not
guess
good.
Guess what day it is?
All three of us. Tuesday, all on that one.
What day is it, Mike?
On my back. Friday,
we're
going to
bounce
Saturday,
back and be better
Sunday.
Tomorrow.
What day
probably
is
better
it
than we've ever been.
Guess what day it is?
Today is May 25th, and it is Geek Pride Day today.
Go, Micah.
Yeah, I feel like Angel falls under that group as well. Are you a geek? Dude, you can't.
I would describe myself more as a nerd, not a geek.
What's the difference?
Geek is like nerdy stuff, also with like tech stuff, computer things, you know, coding, engineering, stuff like that.
They say appreciate sci-fi, fantasy, board games, video games, comic books, cosplay, anime, steam. What's steampunk?
Steampunk is a style.
Oh, and zombies. I've got a little geek in me, man, if video games counts. Now, does it count if they're sports video games and I play the same one all the time?
Yes.
Okay, then I got a little...
Yeah, you got a little bit.
I'll let my geek flow today. How about you, Brian? What are you geeky about?
Music.
That is true.
Yeah, a bit in sports.
It is International Plastic Free Day today. Save the turtles!
Yeah, I ordered 2 straws yesterday with my drink. I'm tired of those little shelled creatures. I think we'd be better off with those walking pistachios gone. All right. I'm kidding.
You can throw out your straw, but the restaurant has a box of 500 of them at the back. So
you're not doing much. It's not slowing down production of plastic, all right?
No, and they should quit using them. Turtles should find another way.
Yeah. It's the survival of the fittest, man.
Yeah.
You're kidding? I kind of subscribe to that theory. It's kind of why I eat double the meat, so that one vegan out there is not doing what they think
they're doing. Just trying to help out.
Yeah, it's National Wine Day today. You guys enjoy a good glass of wine?
Not a wine guy. I can't get myself to get into it. Do you drink it, Angel?
For dinner. If it's a nice dinner, I'll have wine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go buy a bottle for fun.
No, communion.
I really like sweet wine.
I don't know enough about it to be like, oh, this is a good year or a good wine.
Oh, no, me either. It's like, if it's white or pink, I'll drink it. If it's red, I do not. The sulfur of the red wine.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, it reminds me of dying eggs. There's something about that. No, can't do it.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go. It's National Tap Dance Day. Brian will be performing for us. Brian? Nice.
Thank you very much.
I like that.
Thank you.
Well done. It's National Brown Baguette Day today as well.
I always took my own lunch to school.
Angel does that.
Yeah.
He still does.
I did, but I left it on the counter today.
Did you? Oh, man.
Isn't that a day ruiner?
Yeah. My morning was not great today. Tell you about it later.
We'll talk about it later. It's World Thyroid Day today.
When you came in this morning.
It's Towel Day, and it's that's it for what day it is today. Famous birthdays. Let's roll through this.
We gotta fly, huh?
This is we've got some time here, and I think you guys are gonna do well. So, just a quick glance at the list here. I'm going to go. I'm gonna go 10.5. You guys normally clear that mark. So I'm going to go 10.5. You guys got 11 last time you went. Angel and I got 7 yesterday. So with Brian's expertise in this area, he's going to let his geek show here. Let's get it started. Actor Sir Ian McKellen turns 84.
Absolutely. We all know him.
Director Frank Oz turns 79.
Yeah. Frank Oz did... he's a director.
He's done
a lot of films.
Correct.
Okay.
I was going to give that to you, and then I was like, wait, I said he was a director. But yeah, no, I'm good with that. I'll buy that. Actor Mike Myers.
Of course.
Turned
Wayne's World.
60 today.
Voice of Shrek.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actress Octavia Spencer.
Yeah.
Turned 53.
From Montgomery, my hometown.
All right.
Very good. She's a great actress.
Actor Cillian Murphy. Turns 47.
Peaky Blinders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. All right, fellas.
And Oppenheimer. Be in that new movie this summer.
Oh, okay.
I saw the previews of that, by the way. It looks phenomenal. Olympian Ali Raisman.
Gymnast.
Turns 29 today.
Yeah.
Actor Anne Robinson is 94.
No, sounds familiar, but I don't know.
From War of the Worlds? Now, was that the movie or was that the radio broadcast?
probably the old movie.
The old movie, yeah. Country singer Jesse Coulter.
Absolutely. Waylon's ex.
Is 80. I did not know that. The more you know. Actor singer Leslie
Leslie Uggams?
Uggams, yeah. Yeah,
she used to be in a lot of TV shows and game shows, and yeah.
Actor Karen Valentine.
I think she was in a series called Room 222.
76
that I used
today.
To watch when
I'll
I was
buy
a kid.
It. I'll buy it. Actor Jackie Weaver. Is 76?
Don't know Jackie.
From Silver Linings and Playbook. Singer Klaus Mien.
Oh, Klaus Mien from the Scorpions.
Messed that all up. 76 today. Actor Patty D'Arbonville.
I know her, but I can't tell you what she was in.
New York Undercover is 72. Actor Connie Selleca.
Selica. Yeah, she was in The Great American Hero, was married to John Tesh.
68
for a
today.
While. Yeah.
Brian is flexing his muscles right now. Singer guitarist Paul Weller.
Yeah, The Jam.
65
and Style
today.
Council.
Actor
yeah.
Joseph Reitman is 55.
I know him from something.
From The Perfect Storm. Actors Sydney and Lindsey Greenbush.
They were Little House on the Prairie kids.
53 today. Actor Jamie Kennedy, that only counts as one, by the way. That doesn't count
I
as
two.
I
got you. Okay. Jamie Kennedy, yes. He was a comedian. He was in The Mask, too, I believe. And
he was in Scream as well. Okay. 53 today. Actor Justin Henry is 52.
Don't know him.
From 16 Candles.
Oh, wow.
Rapper Daz Dillinger. Of the Dog Pound. That was Nikola Jokic was the leader of the Dog Pound.
He is.
50 today. Actor Aaron Hayes.
40, don't know.
47 from Kevin Can Wait. Actor Ethan Suplee.
Yeah, he was in Remember the Titans. He was the guy who was singing the Motown stuff
oh,
in the locker
really?
Room. And then he was in My Name is Earl.
Yes, he was in My Name is Earl. Yeah. Well done. 47 today. Actor Lauren Frost. 38 from Even Stevens. Actor,
no.
Yep. Musician Guy Lawrence.
No.
Of Disclosure's 32. How about Roman Reigns?
Oh, absolutely. WWE superstar.
37 today. There you guys blasted past 10 and
16.
A half, did you?
Well done.
Brian, you were flexing your muscles today. Well done. All right, if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. Here is the Cattle Market Update. Blown away by your guys' performance there in Celebrity Birthdays.
That was pretty good. Yeah, no, there were a lot of, you know, names that people my age would know.
That's an important disclaimer.
Yeah.
That's why I said it at 10 and a half, because I knew there was a lot of names that should be known. But you guys did. That was impressive today, Brian.
No, there were some very big ones that we knew right away, because they were in those movies that geeks and people like. Ian McKellen.
Yeah, no, Sir Ian McKellen.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I got that wrong. Yeah. He earned the sir.
Well, how do you earn it?
You get knighted.
He's a knight?
He is.
That's stupid.
Knighted by the crown.
That's very stupid. It's all stupid. Hour two coming up. It's not going to be stupid. Stick with us.